And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the show with Jen and Truda for a Wednesday morning now, the 13th of September. You Tuesday is in the books and done.
Joey, our producer, ended up getting a ticket. And when he came in this morning, Shaylee and I were just asking him real basic questions about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't know. I have only slept 4 hours. I don't know.
Right. So what time did you get back, Joe?
I ended up getting back about midnight-ish, probably a little after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time you get to bed, probably 1 o'clock or so afterwards.
That's about right. I honestly kept hearing "Where the Streets Have No Name" in my head, so I had trouble falling asleep. So
that's the hardest thing, because at a concert, your adrenaline is just going, and it's so loud, and then you come home, and it's your head's ringing, and there's no way you can sleep right after a show.
No, of course not.
And by all accounts, the show was amazing. Everything I saw on Facebook, apparently we are the only three people in Kansas City who weren't there, because everybody else was there.
My timeline was full of it.
Everybody.
I felt like I was there, though, with the amount of pictures and video I saw. I'm like, well, this is the best seat in the house. I'm good.
Did you see the guy? There was a guy there from St. Louis who has been to 38 U2 shows, I think, and he had a ginormous tattoo. His entire back was covered with the Joshua Tree, the album cover.
Uh-huh.
And then he had every single show. He had tally marks of every concert he's been to tattooed into his back.
What?
And all the different cities.
What?
It was incredible.
Wow.
And he was like, I'm just a huge fan.
Clearly.
Obviously. Your entire back is covered with U2.
Well, there you go. There's your next tattoo for like One Direction or something.
I've not gotten to see them in concert. And are they getting back together?
Or Hanson? I don't know.
Hey, they're coming in October. See?
I'm not getting a tattoo for
Hanson.
Get you
a giant bop right across your chest.
Excuse me. No. I have standards. Thank you.
If somebody had bop.
The first time somebody said that.
Aww.
Later on today, we'll get your, as you wake up and you went to the U2 show, we'll take your reactions to it last night. Twitter, text, Facebook, email. We'll take it all.
A-list celebrities came out in droves last night to take part in the hand-in-hand hurricane relief benefit. I think if you weren't at U2, you were home watching this. Everybody else was doing that. They ended up raising more than $44 million for the victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma last night. During the telethon, Stephen Colbert announced that Apple was donating $5 million. Jimmy Fallon said that Albertsons and Merck each gave $1 million as well.
Justin Timberlake was among those who were asking for donations.
Millions of people are in need. Please call 1-800-258-6000. Let's give and give and give what we can till the refrain, "I'm on my way back," fills the air from sea to shining sea, because we, this kind, big-hearted, and giving nation, locked arms to get this done.
The cool thing was seeing all the celebrities who were there answering phones, but at one point they went, and I'm like, who is that? What is that? Girl? Like, I honestly had no idea who it was, and it was a major celebrity. It was Justin Bieber. Did you see him?
I didn't think it was a girl. I didn't know who it was. It didn't look like him.
No, he had a weird, like, bandana thing pushing his hair up, and he had glasses on, like, weird glasses.
He was being very hipster.
Like, was just, he looked strange, but I'm glad he was there and supporting, along with George Clooney was there answering phones, Julianne Moore, Bruce Willis. It was huge. Florida, struggling to cope with the flooding Hurricane Irma left behind. Governor Rick Scott said yesterday that people in Jacksonville are shocked by the extent of flooding. State officials say millions of homes and businesses are still without power. Nearly 100,000 people are still in shelters. One of my good friends who lives down there last night posted at like 6 o'clock last night, "We have power!
We have
power!" Apple has announced two new iPhones. The iPhone 8 comes with a durable, dust-resistant, all-glass body. Comes in silver, space gray, and a new shade of gold. Now, the iPhone 10, which I had seen, I thought it was an iPhone X, but I wondered, I was like, is that a Roman numeral?
That's what everybody thought. It was X,
yeah. But I guess it's 10, which is a little bit confusing, so they have the 8 and the 10, released to celebrate iPhone's 10th birthday. Features an all-glass design, larger battery, no home button, facial recognition technology, and custom emoji called an emoji that reflects the user's expressions using 3D camera technology.
That looks so fun. That's the best part of the new phone.
My favorite part is yesterday when they're announcing.
You can be the panda.
But as they're doing it yesterday, as they're showing, like, this is our big new thing, look how amazing this is. Oh, failure.
Here is iPhone 10. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, Let's try that again.
Oops.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here.
This is not a parody, folks. This really happened.
That and get right in.
I love it. It's like, it's so easy. Or I can't make it work at all.
That's the first rule. Before you demonstrate anything, make sure it actually works, my friend.
Panda, 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 panda.
By the way, they have panda masks at Target in the Halloween section.
Oh, there you go.
Pre-orders for the iPhone 8, which will cost $699, begin on September 15th. The iPhone 10 can be pre-ordered on October 27th. It's $999 for the 64-gigabyte version and over $1,100.
Which one are you lining up for, Shales?
Bigger version. Neither. I'm good. Brandon Moss belted out a grand slam in the first inning. Royals hung on from there for a 4-3 win over the White Sox at Kauffman yesterday. Same teams this afternoon. The Royals will open the 2018 season at home against the White Sox. They're going to meet Thursday, March 29th at Kauffman. Major League Baseball released the schedule yesterday. All 30 clubs starting on the same day for the first time since 1968.
Wow.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Wednesday morning, and Jen's impossible question is here.
71% of Tinder users believe this is a deal breaker. What is it?
I'm trying to figure out what is going to most offend people on Tinder.
Shaylee got it right off the bat. Are you on Tinder?
Uh-uh.
I think Joey might be, but...
All right. Let's find out here. Denise Noble Park, what do you think is offending Tinder users?
Stupid duck face selfies.
Come on, that's a turn on to somebody.
Oh, I would agree with you. That's not the right answer, though.
Somebody's liking those pictures. I mean, I don't think there's a lack of hookups from that.
Even my kids do that at 7 and 8 years old. Stupid duck lips. Just take a normal picture, kids.
Right?
Please.
Elaine in Platte City. Good morning, Elaine. What do you think here?
Having pets.
Oh, no, it's not pets.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Rebecca in Harrisonville. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
What do you think a deal breaker is for Tinder users?
At the About Me section.
The About Me section. What specifically in that About Me section? Because this is something specific that a person might believe in.
Maybe the religion part?
Ooh, no. Mm. That's
very close,
yeah,
actually.
It's something that's very divisive
right
in America.
Actually, the closest we've gotten. Tanda and Casey Moe, good morning. What is turning off the Tinder users?
That they already have children.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Hmm.
That's a good guess, though.
Thank you. 816-576-7102.
What is your dating status, Shaylee? Because you were very sketchy a couple of weeks ago when I was like, hey, what'd you do last night? And it was just a real innocent question. Honestly, I was like, oh, Tuesday night. I go, what'd you do? And she gets this huge grin on her face and goes, why are you asking me that? Why would you ask that right now? And I'm like, because it's the morning and I'm saying good morning. And she was super sketchy.
Really?
No.
Shaylee?
No, nothing.
Status?
Nothing. Single?
Did
there's
you?
No ring.
But, okay. See, now we're getting somewhere.
No.
See, you give somebody a little bit of rope, they'll start to...
Celebrity boyfriend, that ended. And yep. Then you had a guy that you met in the chip aisle at Hy-Vee. That was going really well. Then that ended.
Yep.
And now are... Would you
nothing.
Say you're... But you went on a date.
Maybe.
Huh. We didn't
did
hear
you
about
go
this.
On? Did you go on multiple dates with said
no.
person? You went on a date.
Did you just find
one.
This guy at the grocery store?
I went to Price Chopper this
gas
time.
Gas station, Whole Foods. They've dropped their prices.
Trader Joe's.
You might be more open to the average guy now.
Target's dropping their prices. Maybe you try there with a red
like
card.
I'm always at Target. Come on.
All right, let's do one more here before the break. In Harrisonville, here's Brenda. Good morning, Brenda. What is turning off people on Tinder, believe it or not?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would it be politics, talking about politics?
Yes, it's political differences. 71% say it's a deal breaker.
Yep.
If they're wearing a red hat, you kind of know where they stand on things. I'm just saying.
Trump.
You got it right. We're going to give you 4 passes to check out the Lewisburg Cider Mill, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you hold on for a second, Brenda there. You would think that, you know, for Tinder, they'd be like, that's all right, come on over.
Right. I mean, aren't you just swiping right?
Netflix and chill.
Who gets to the politics section anyway? Entertainment news is coming up.
It's a big week on America's Got Talent. We'll talk about what happened last night, and we'll tell you which actor says he's retiring.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's The Show for Wednesday morning, the 13th of September.
Celebrating birthdays today, from the show 19 Kids and Counting, the mom of all the kids, Michelle Duggar, is 51. From Boy Meets World, actor Ben Savage is 37. And Shaylee, do you know from One Direction whose birthday it is? Niall Horan is all of 24.
Aww.
Your sweet little Niall. Aww.
I'll send him a text later.
I'm sure you will.
He and Ellie Goulding going to celebrate?
Aww.
Are they dating? Are they a thing?
No, that's what the whole thing with Ed Sheeran was about.
Well, look, I don't know who these kids are. I don't know what the stories are.
Niall and Ellie were hooking up, and Ed and Ellie were hooking up. And
Ed wrote a song about it.
I see. Mm-hmm. The love triangle.
Yes. Don't steal my girl, man. Come
I'm
on.
Gonna write
he said
a
it in a much better
it.
Accent than
well,
he did.
Well, he really did, yes. With much better hair.
Only 5 of the 11 acts are moving on to the finale of America's Got Talent. The show kicked off with 9-year-old Celine Tam, who sang How Far I'll Go from the Disney movie Moana. But my favorite last night was the Air Force Academy a cappella group that sang Ed Sheeran's song, Castle on the Hill. Amazing.
I'm on my way.
That's amazing.
It's like
that
if you
awesome.
Quadrupled pentatonics, you would get these guys. I love them.
I'm a sucker for a choir and an a cappella group at any time.
Yes. Watch America's Got Talent semifinals. The results show tonight on NBC. Shaylee, terrible news for you. I'm going to break this to you as gently as I possibly
can. I'm glad I'm sitting down.
Please do. Liam Neeson has put aside his special set of skills and announced he's retiring from thrillers due to his age.
What?
What? No way.
I should have somehow.
What?
I should have read that in a calmer voice for you.
What?
Do you need a beverage?
Yes.
Of the adult variety.
But what?
Okay, here's the good news. He's still going to do movies, but he says he's too old for thrillers. He's too old to be an action hero. He enjoyed box office success in the Taken franchise and other action-packed movies, but the Irish star says he wants to focus on more serious roles.
What could be more serious than some girl's dad who's been, you know, sold into slavery?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Shaylee looks like the ice cream just fell off her cone.
I'm sad about that.
That is so heartbreaking.
I mean, I was waiting for, like, Taken 8.
Yeah.
Her balloon just floated away. She's reaching up to grab it. Come back, Liam Neeson. Come back.
And it's just Liam Neeson going,
floating away.
Hey, would you like it back? Hey, Shaylee. Nice balloon.
Can you not ever do that again, please?
Did you just say nice balloons?
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I said nice balloon. Because in the movie, he says nice boat.
Can you not, please?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Actress Jennifer Lawrence was on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about this amazing drinking game that she plays when she watches The Real Housewives shows on Bravo.
I have different, with Beverly Hills, my friends and I have a drinking game of anytime Lisa Rinna says her husband's full name, Harry Hamlin, she always calls, have you guys ever noticed that? She always goes, Harry Hamlin's on his way.
So
we have a drinking game to that.
Everybody says his full name.
Yep. She also said that when things got too intense when she was filming her new scary movie, Mother, she would listen to Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town to try to calm herself down.
Okay.
That's your entertainment news. Shaylee, are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Liam Neeson's still going to be around. He's
I don't
just,
care.
He's not going to be.
But who's going to save me if I get abducted by some random Frenchman?
You know what you need? You just need to sing some Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It'll calm you down.
I don't know if that'll help.
It's going to bring down the intensity.
I don't know if that'll help.
Do you know how close we are to this music?
Yes! I'm so excited.
Oh, you knew how to make her happy.
Are we flipping today?
No.
Oh.
It's your entertainment news for Wednesday on The Show. Santa Claus.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning. Man, Facebook is just post after post about you, too. I felt like I was there.
Yeah, I suppose we didn't have to go to the show, right? Because everybody else went for us, and you can basically find everything online?
Everything from pictures of Beck and talking about Beck's performance, which Joey said was awesome, to you, too. Just every single post. And then I love this guy. I have one friend. So out of all of these people, I see the one post who says, I know everybody was really excited for you too, but I hate that band. Always have.
There's always somebody,
yeah,
right?
The thing that everybody else loves, but you hate.
So we'd love to take your calls on this morning or text 816-576-7102. Again, you can call or text the same line. What do you hate that everybody else in the world seems to love?
I know yours, because you and I have had this fight on and off the air, I think.
Right, right.
The Princess Bride.
Yes.
I love The Princess Bride.
So does everybody else in the world. Everywhere I go, I get to hear about, oh, have fun storming the castle. And I'm like, can't stand that movie.
But they're both poison. Don't you get it? It's such a great movie.
I haven't watched it, so I'm not in that.
Can you see how far back in my head my eyes are, Shaylee?
Yeah, I can.
I don't know if she can see through these computer screens, but the eyes are back.
Shaylee, what do you hate that everybody else loves?
I'm glad you're sitting down. I hate pumpkin spice anything.
Hold on.
My basic card is revoked. I get it.
Are you telling me?
I hate it. You
don't get a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks?
No.
I like that about Shaylee. That's good.
I don't like it.
What if we go to pumpkin pie? What if we...
No, wait a second.
That's un-American.
No. Well, hi.
I don't know if you know, she was born in India.
No, I don't know.
Touche. You got me there.
Just one Shay, but it's okay. No, I've never liked the flavor of pumpkin.
Oh, you don't like pumpkin spice anything?
I don't like anything pumpkin flavored. And the other thing, I have two actually. The other thing is Harry Potter. I've never watched it. I'm not into it at all. And everybody's all crazy about it.
I'm actually with you on that because I've just never seen it.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
Hmm. Okay. The text line is blowing up right now. I mean, seriously blowing up, people. 816-576-7102. Again, you can call or text the same line.
And actually, for the 12th call or text that we get, we've got Matchbox 20 Counting Crows tickets. So if you want to head out to that show at Starlight, send in a text or call us. And if you're the 12th one, we'll give you tickets. Mine, I'm afraid, is very, very controversial. I'm scared to say it and make everybody mad.
What is it?
Everyone loves this. Everyone. And I hate it.
Let me take a guess.
Donald Trump.
No. I hate soccer.
What?
I do. I've tried. And I'm talking from little kid soccer all the way up. It's the only sport I never played. I don't get it. I don't know the rules. I think it goes on forever. They're just running and running and nobody's scoring. I tried to go to games. I've tried to like it. I hate soccer. I hate it.
Get out.
Get out.
And I know.
Do you know you're talking to two of the biggest fans in the world right here?
I know, and I get it. Like, I get
No, you don't.
I understand the excitement of going to, like, a Sporting KC game. I will never put my kids on a soccer team because I am not sitting out at a soccer tournament from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. There's no way. I can't. I don't. And it's probably because I don't understand the rules because I never played it. But I tried to watch games. I've tried on TV. I've tried live.
I think you're watching with the wrong crowd. Because I think if somebody explains to you what you're
looking at. Open Cup is next week.
Okay.
Come with me. I will explain the game to you.
There you go.
I don't even know how it ends. That was the thing. Last time we went, I said, how do we know
how does a basketball game end?
There's a clock, and it ends
when the ref's whistle blows, it's over.
There's the clock runs because then if there's like a penalty.
Get Molly on the phone.
If there's a penalty, ridiculous. They just keep adding on time, and you don't know how much time they're adding on, and everybody fakes
they
injuries.
They have a little board that says 3. That means 3 minutes.
Yeah, boy, it's pretty easy.
It's not that hard.
They didn't have it at our game, and I asked people around us. I said, how do we know when it ends? And they go, well, you don't, because they just add on time for everything.
What game did you go to?
It was a sporting game. This was like years, probably 5 years ago.
All right, we're going to get to the text line. We're going to get to your calls. I seriously have a full board here. Let's take one before the break, though. Because Stacy and Lincoln, I think you and I are actually we're down the same path on this one. What is it that you hate that everybody else seems to like?
Yeah, so I absolutely hate peanut butter.
Thank you.
What? Like,
thank you.
Least favorite food. I wish I was allergic just so I had a reason. I don't. I hate it.
Is it a texture thing or is it a taste or both? Everything?
It's both. It's like so bad to the point that if I eat dry roasted, non-salted peanuts that taste like peanut butter when I chew them too much, I can't eat those either.
Do you like, you don't like Reese's though? You don't like Reese's peanut butter cups?
No. Uh-uh. The smell, the taste, everything. I can't do it.
Out on the peanut butter.
Well, yeah. If anyone gives you Reese's peanut butter cups, you can have them delivered here.
I mean, Shaylee accepts all treats.
I will mail them your way next time.
Reese's is the one exception that I make for peanut butter. Otherwise, I'm with you, Stacey. It's just the.
Right. I wish I could.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the text line has lit up. We will get
blowing up
to all of these coming up next.
Yes, Sean and Heather on the phone too. We're getting to you. 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Everybody else seems to love it, but you hate what? The text line had everything from Steve Carell, hashtag overhyped.
Oh, what?
To I can't stand hot dogs.
Oh, sorry, Truda.
There's a boo.
This one says football. It looks like a bunch of guys bumping into each other. Also, KU basketball. Long story.
Oh. Just have a bad experience with KU. But I'd like to talk to you offline here and see what this is all about. All right, we've got people on the phone lines, too. 816-576-7102. Joey, you threw a note up here about the thing that you hate that everybody else loves.
I hate Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
What happened to you in childhood?
It's a super boring movie about a girl who's only told that she's pretty. She has a beanie, gets super lazy and takes a nap. She's only saved because she's pretty, and then she's woken up by some creepy dude's kiss.
Well, when you put it that way, no one wants to watch it.
Which I think is ripped out of a Law & Order episode.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's kind of cool. All right, let's start here with Sean. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the show. The things that you hate that everybody else loves is what?
Again, it's Starbucks. It's the Christmas time. I hate that mint coffee they put out for.
The peppermint. The peppermint coffee is my favorite.
But it makes me sneeze.
What? So have you tried to order one, or you're just smelling other people's?
No, I mean, I ordered one because my buddy said, you got to have it, and the peer pressure, and I said, I'll try it. No, I just, after one, it starts sneezing. You can have this. I'm done.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What about peppermint gum, you know, the Wrigley's gum? It does the same thing to me. I don't know why peppermint does it.
So peppermint and Starbucks for you.
You didn't make any friends in this room over here, I can tell you that.
Well, I love the pumpkin.
Oh, see?
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you much. Hey, Heather, good morning. What else is it that you do not love? I think you and I are also on the same path here.
Good morning. Yes, I do not like The Princess Bride at all.
No.
And what's your reason? Why not?
I find it boring.
Yeah.
You don't like the love story?
Same here.
I don't. Because, I just don't like it. And then E.T., and Wizard of Oz. I grew up, I don't know why, I was just always scared to death of those movies.
Yeah.
And I still...
I can see
I
that.
I can't watch them.
I think E.T. was really scary the first time I saw it because I was, 8 or 9 when it came out? I remember being really scared
early
on.
The Flying Monkeys and the Wizard of Oz.
The Flying Monkeys still scare me.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense.
Right.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call.
All right, Heather. Ashley and Lee Summit, the thing that you hate that everybody else loves is what?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert.
So we shouldn't tell you there's a pre-sale on Thursday.
No. I love the music, but I can't stand the acting and the long stories and the drama at the concert.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, out of everything that I've given away in my radio career, I mean, concert tickets, everything, that is the most sought-after ticket of anything I've ever given away.
Completely.
I know. And I've won them and I bought them because my daughter and I love their music. But you get to the concert and you're just like, oh my gosh, just get on with the music and the show.
So you do love Christmas music.
I love Christmas music.
but not TSL.
Oh, man.
That's too funny.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's get one more here before the break. 816-576-7102. Jenny, the thing that you hate that everybody else loves.
I absolutely despise cake of any kind.
Cake?
Cake, pancake, birthday cake, any kind of cake.
Ice cream cake?
Ice cream cake is horrible.
Oh, what about cheesecake?
It's horrible. Anything with the cake at the end, I cannot stand the consistency of it, and it just grosses me out.
So is it sugar? Is it too sweet for you? Or
No, it's all about the consistency. Like, even the cheesecake, you would think it's okay, except for the graham cracker crust.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Oh.
So literally, I just stay away from all cakes, pancakes, everything.
And see, those are all kind of different textures, like the cheesecake and regular cake, ice cream cake. Those are all kind of different things.
Yes, believe me, my kids try everything every year to get me to eat some kind of cake. Doesn't happen.
What do you do for your birthday?
I usually have a cookie.
Oh.
And so that goes back to childhood then? Were you like, Mom, I don't want this cake. Forget about it.
You know, it's funny. My mom used to do that whole thing where you could pick whatever meal you wanted for your birthday.
Yeah.
And I was that weird kid that would ask for cabbage rolls. So no kids really came to my house for the whole birthday shenanigans.
That's weird. She's sticking candles in cabbage rolls.
Exactly.
I love it.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
CNC Music Factory.
Can you not?
Thank you so much.
We have Cassie Joy is coming in studio. She was on NBC's The Voice, this amazing singer out of Smithville. And Brian.
Oh, no, we're just going to get right to. We're out of time. We have to get right to Shaylee's All Access.
Let me just say, he said something that almost made Shaylee spit coffee all over me.
And it,
I'm glad you did not.
Which was an amazing reaction.
Before we get to her All Access, yes. I will say we were taking the 12th call or text on things that you hate to give away Matchbox 20 Counting Crows tickets. And we picked the winner. It was 2121 who had texted in donuts. They're so cute looking, but so gross. I love that description. So cute. They are cute. I've never known anyone that hated donuts.
I know, right?
I like the frosting of donuts.
So that texter wins tickets.
I will say I do like the texter who also hates A Christmas Story because that is the worst movie of all time.
You'll shoot your eye out.
I'm with you. It's a bad...
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey.
Joey's
agrees.
Backing you up
yep.
on that?
Yep.
No.
I agree.
Okay, you guys can get out
It's a bad movie.
Bye.
Guess you're not watching TBS for 24 hours on Christmas Day.
Oh,
whatever.
Heck no.
Whatever. Okay, because I know you missed it. I haven't talked about him in like a day. Aaron Carter, more drama with his family. He was in New York, and they were a photog dog was asking him about the police coming to his house three times in one day. Stop it.
It's not me. What's over here? Sound effect. It's not me.
It's actually me.
Stop it. But as I reported, one of the calls was about a family member being concerned that he's going to harm himself or relapse into substance abuse, and this is what he had to say about it.
I'm doing just great. Thank you. I only speak to my mother, so, and my mother and I are just fine. I don't speak to the rest of
them.
There's no need for any of that or any of those questions because it's all false allegations, and I'm going to leave it at that. I produce my music. I write my music, so that's what I'm focusing on, not false allegations. You know what I mean? Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen, you know, but all I ask is when I'm trying to get back up on my feet, don't try to sweep me off my feet.
But on a positive note, he does have a new girlfriend that he met at a meet and greet.
Oh.
So there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had he made it to Kansas City, it could be somebody from here.
Could have been you, Shales. He was supposed to be playing a show that you were at.
No, it couldn't have.
No, we're Aaron Carter for you.
No, thank you. Demi Lovato may have a new interest.
Oh, I did see that.
She was at Disneyland holding hands with DJ producer Lauren Abini.
She's super beautiful.
Hmm. Yeah. And so there's pictures of them all over Disney World. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but she did come out as bisexual in 2015. So it's not that big of a shock. But no one really knows who this girl is except that she's a nonprofit DJ that does workshops for women and loves cats.
Hmm. A nonprofit DJ.
That's weird because we are too. And some of we're nonprofit
That's
DJs.
Strange
That's
too.
Amazing.
That is weird.
Why did we never think of that title first?
Oh, it's so sad but true.
So what do you do? I'm a nonprofit DJ. What does that mean? Well, take it for what it is.
Volunteer.
Volunteer status. And I don't have kids, but I think you two can attest to this. Parenting a two-year-old is not easy.
Oh, no.
Jessica Biel says the same thing. So she was talking to Steve Colbert about it, about her house. Her home services are now covered in what you hope is chocolate.
Oh.
Every inch, this is what she said, every inch, and if it's not, hopefully chocolate, it's stickers or Play-Doh or Gak or crumbs or whatever else. Everything is covered in everything.
Yeah.
So, now again, I don't have kids, so I don't know what this is like, but she said, God forbid they wake up in the middle of the night. You know, if you wake my kid up in the middle of the night by accident, you're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Completely, 100% accurate.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
We actually had what we referred to in our house as the Great Poo Incident of 2012, because my daughter, who was 2 at the time, she was downstairs, and I thought she was totally fine. She was playing with some toys, and I went upstairs to, like, cook something or do something upstairs.
You weren't cooking.
And when I came back down, there was poo everywhere. From the bathroom, she had tried to go to the bathroom, because at that age, we had just started potty training.
Yeah.
She had actually attempted in the bathroom and smeared from the bathroom to the living room, to the couch, to the floor, to the kitchen sink, and my husband walked in and he goes, that couch is dead to me. We're getting a new couch. Like, we're never using that again.
And burn down your house.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I'm getting my tubes tied.
Don't have children, Shaylee.
Right.
Learn from this.
That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, everybody.
Joey on a full 4 hours of sleep after finally getting a ticket to you two and Beck last night. How you hanging in there, Joseph?
Caffeine really helps, but an amazing show by everyone.
What were the best songs? What, like, wowed you?
I'll just go off each one of those. You two, definitely Bullet in the Blue Sky.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. And Beck, I would probably go Where It's At, just because, like, it had a really good introducing the band, and then there was a bunch of random covers thrown in it. And he started Where It's At by singing Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, come on.
Sweet.
Nice. Huh.
It's amazing.
I had a ton of people comment about our U2 encore last night because we played all U2 music.
Oh, right.
After
for like
the show.
2 hours.
Yeah, for everybody who was stuck in the traffic. And
yeah.
People loved that.
Oh, God. I knew that people were going to be held up leaving Arrowhead.
Yep.
And the show ended probably, what, around 11:30, Joe? It's probably about the right time?
Yeah, about 11:20, I think the show ended. I just was cranking that in the KC-102 van on my way home.
Nice. Oh, there we go. See?
Yeah, it would have been awkward if you were cranking something else other than our station in our station van.
True story.
I didn't mean it that way, Shaylee. Oh, for the love. I meant music.
Well, it's...
Come on. Trying a new news here. A-list celebrities came out in droves last night to take part. You have to stop laughing so I can read. A-list celebrities came out in droves last night to take part in the hand-in-hand hurricane relief benefit, which raised more than $44 million. Incredible. For the victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. During the telethon, Stephen Colbert announced that Apple was donating $5 million. Jimmy Fallon also talked about Albertsons and Merck each donating $1 million. The cool thing was to see all the celebrities who were out there answering the phones. Justin Bieber, who I did not recognize when they showed him answering phones last night, I had no idea who it was. That was Justin Bieber in the weird bandana thing. George Clooney, Julianne Moore, Bruce Willis, huge celebrities there last night. No Frills toys, including the paper airplane, sand, and play food, are among 12 finalists vying for a place in the National Toy Hall of Fame. Also up for the honor, the board games Risk and Clue, the Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, the Pez Candy Dispenser, Transformers, and more. A couple of those toys going to be inducted November 9th into the Strong Museum in Rochester, where the hall is located.
And here I thought you were just talking about the new season of Eric Stone Street's show, The Toy Box.
That is coming back for second season, I
think. Is it really?
Yeah.
That got renewed?
I think it did. Apple has announced 2 new iPhones. The iPhone 8 comes with a durable, dust-resistant, all-glass body. Comes in silver, space gray, and a new shade of gold. The iPhone, which I thought was the iPhone X, it's actually 10. I'm guessing they went Roman numeral with that.
Yeah.
But that's confusing to me because they have the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. It's released to celebrate the iPhone's 10th birthday. Features an all-glass design, larger battery, no home button, facial recognition technology, and a custom emoji called Animoji that reflects the user's expressions using 3D camera technology. Shaylee's losing her mind excited over this. You can be the panda!
You get to be the panda.
Pre-orders for the iPhone 8, which are going to cost $699, start September 15. The iPhone X can be pre-ordered on October 27th. It's $999 or just over $1,100, depending on which version you would like. And this week is National Suicide Prevention Week. Today is Wear Yellow Wednesday. There's a media campaign using the hashtag #RediscoverThePurpose. The Suicide Prevention Hotline, and I hate just giving a phone number because if you're in your car, do you really have time to sit and write a phone number? But if you need it, obviously you can Google those numbers. I am just going to give it because this one's super simple to remember. The Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
It's Gen X versus Millennial.
Special celebrity edition today. You might know this girl from NBC's The Voice. You may have seen her in... I saw her at Bonner Springs. You were out at Tiplo Days.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. She's been performing everywhere, Cassie Joy.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's going on? It's been a while.
It has. I'm glad to be back, though.
Can you put down the Snapchat for 5 seconds?
It was Instagram.
Yeah, okay. It was
an Insta story. Tagging you guys.
Okay. In that case, back away.
Man, this side of the room over here where Shaylee and Cassie are sitting, they're all like social media.
It's just PopSocket Instagram
right.
Life, okay?
Right.
You can't be stopped.
And you're in town because you have a show tomorrow night? Is that right? Or Friday?
Depends on what day it is. It's
what
Wednesday.
Is it?
Friday night.
Okay.
I'm playing at the Blue Springs Fall Fun Festival, and it's my last full band gig for a while, and I'm bringing a big band. I'm going to have like 7 people on stage.
Excellent.
It's going to be an awesome madhouse.
So people can check that
nice.
Out.
Nice. We won a fish at the Blue Springs Fall Festival one time.
Nice.
Then had to go out and spend $110 on an aquarium.
Is he
and
still
then,
with us?
And then they died 2 days later.
Oh, so,
where is that?
That's awkward.
I don't blame the festival.
Is Danny coming with you?
Of course.
Your puppy?
She brought her puppy.
Of course.
That's on
Danny
my list
coming.
He has a very cute bow tie on today.
He dresses up. He's classy.
He's very fancy. All right, so we've got someone to play against you in Gen X versus Millennial. Who's on the phone?
All right, Ed, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's make sure to turn your radio down for us there, if you can.
Yes, sir.
Yep. On the 22nd gen delay.
And what year were you born in, Ed?
I was born in 1971.
Perfect.
All right.
So, Cassie, the way this game works is I ask you questions because you're a millennial. I'm going to ask you questions that typically a Gen Xer would know. I'm going to ask Ed questions that typically a millennial would know. We'll see who wins.
Okay.
If he wins, he gets Matchbox 20 Counting Crows tickets.
No pressure.
We're actually going to start with you, Cassie Joy. We're going to play a TV theme song for you, and you have to tell us what 80s show this was
from. Oh, boy. I hope it was on Nick at Night.
I believe we should start with a different question, considering the speed of our computers here.
So if
we
can. I can start with this one.
All right.
In the movie Dirty Dancing, what was Baby's real name?
She had a real name?
Because Baby's her nickname.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I thought her real name was Baby, and I judged them this whole time. I was like, who names a kid Baby?
You put her in the corner.
Right.
Wow.
Look what you did.
I just... Wait. It's something weird, like Hazel or Greta or something, right? Francis. Franny?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Francis.
Where did you pull that from? I have no idea. Danny told me.
She went from Hazel and Greta to Francis.
You went from boom. She doesn't have a name to, it's Francis.
Guys, one puts Baby in a corner, okay?
That process was amazing.
You got it. So 1 point for you. Over to Ed. Ed, on what TV show would you find fictional TV show Wake Up San Francisco? So there's a sitcom, but within that sitcom, they are filming a TV show called Wake Up San Francisco.
You got me. I don't watch any. I don't watch any regular TV shows.
Oh, nothing. Shaylee's losing her mind. She knows
this
very well. Cassie Joy, can you steal?
I'm going to go for the steal. I'm going to guess Full House.
If I had that long pause like she did with a friend in the background, I'd have had Google answer it for me.
Alexa, what is?
Yes, Full House is correct. Cassie gets the steal there. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have the TV theme song ready?
I'm very close to it. If we have one more question, I think we'll be there, maybe.
I can give Ed another question.
Okay.
Ed, there was a TV show called The Simple Life. It was a reality show that was on from 2003 to 2007. Can you name one of the two stars that show featured? The Simple Life is a reality show. to very famous...
I don't know, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Very close, though.
But no.
I don't watch TV shows.
Cassie, can you steal? Who were the two famous women?
Was that one Paris Hilton? And what's her...
Nicole Richie.
What's her overalls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton on The Simple Life.
I need a friend with a Google phone.
Yeah, you do, or a friend that owns a TV. I mean, something it.
I watch movies, you know.
Oh, so that's true.
I don't.
Yeah. I work all day, so I don't have time to get involved in TV shows that don't end.
You're a hardworking man.
They go on and on and on and on and on.
Well, had you spent time on The Simple Life, I would have been worried, quite frankly.
I may or may not own the first season.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's some good, deep content.
I didn't even know
content.
What Simple Life was. I was like, I had no idea.
All right, well, we'll see how much TV Cassie knows. This is a TV theme song. You tell us what 80s show it was from.
There's a place you gotta go for learning all you want to know about.
Oh, my God.
Because they say the name of the same show.
You don't know this?
No.
Like, if I say Tootie, Joe, Natalie, Mrs. Garrett, Mrs. G?
Oh, no.
It's all the easy questions.
It's time to start finding out what everything is all about.
No, blank stare from Cassie Joy. Yep. No idea. Can you steal Fiance of Cassie? You have no idea.
Oh, can you even hear, though?
You kids are too young.
Right? Written by Alan Thicke, by the way.
Yes. It's the facts of life.
Oh,
This is where...
I could have stole that.
Oh, sorry. We'll give you points for the steal. Yes, take the tickets. You stole.
Yes, right.
Matchbox 20. Yes, Counting Crows. You'll go see him at Starlight September 27th. The tickets are yours for playing along this morning, Ed.
Well, thanks a lot.
Ed's out getting some movies right now and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Now go watch some TV.
Good job. Good job. Well, all right, Cassie. You did better than Shaylee, I think, probably.
Yeah, it hurts.
Well,
the truth
call
does.
It like it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot of those. I don't know if I'm a millennial or a... whatever the other one is.
Maybe you're not a Gen Xer.
Maybe I'm not a person.
You're a freak of nature.
Generation Z, because you're so young. You're just a baby.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
Z.
Yeah.
So the
soft
show?
18.
Tomorrow night.
We'll go with that. Me too.
I'm not sure what that means, but I think I got in trouble last time I said that. Yeah, the show is what again?
Blue Springs, Friday night.
Blue Springs Fall Fun Festival. I'm playing from 9:30 to 11:30. So I've got a two-hour set. I'll be playing some new music, and it's full band. And we'll have merch. I am playing in the beer garden, but don't let that keep you from bringing the kids out. They'll still be able to see from outside of it. And I will find a way to meet all of the children.
Cool.
And if people want to follow you on social media?
Yep, you can follow me on all of the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Cassie Joy Music.
And Cassie is C-A-S-I.
Yes, it's like casino without the no.
Yes. Thanks for stopping by. It's good to see you guys.
Thanks so much
it's
for having
really
me, guys.
It's really good to see you all. All right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen, Truda, Shaylee, and Dan now on Wednesday morning.
Celebrating birthdays today. From the show 19 Kids and Counting, the mom of all the kids, Michelle Duggar, is 51. From Boy Meets World, actor Ben Savage is 37. And Shaylee's favorite from One Direction, Niall Horan, is 24. Only 5 of the 11 acts are moving on to the finals on America's Got Talent. The show kicked off last night with 9-year-old Celine Tam. She sang How Far I'll Go from the Disney movie Moana. But my favorite, if you missed it, was this a cappella group, the Air Force Academy a cappella group, that did Ed Sheeran's song Castle on the Hill.
I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to Tiny Dancer, and not miss the way you make me feel. It's real that we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
Oh, goosebumps.
Loved that.
Oh, amazing.
Watch America's Got Talent semifinals results show tonight on NBC. Shaylee, I broke this news to you earlier this morning, and you still have not recovered.
Well, but I have a puppy now, so I think I'm okay.
Okay. Liam Neeson has put aside his set of skills. He's announced he's retiring from thrillers because of his age. He may have enjoyed box office success in the Taken franchise and other action-packed movies, but the Irish star says he wants to focus on more serious roles.
I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
You gonna be okay, Shales? You gonna be all right? He's still doing movies, just not gonna be the action.
I don't care. It's not the same.
So, like, the Santa Claus 5?
No.
Bucket List 2? Like, what kind of movies
Magic
is Liam
Mike,
Neeson
Cassie.
Gonna be in now?
He's gonna do Magic Mike.
Oh, that's the worst visual I've ever seen. Well, maybe not. Hang on.
He's the only older guy that you like.
Yeah,
because normally
that's true.
She does not go for men over the age
right.
of 30. And
that's
Liam
true.
Neeson, she does love.
So he's going to do what? Crappy motorcycle movies with Morgan Freeman now?
Oh,
I
no.
I mean, like, what is he going to go to?
I'm still picturing Magic Mike.
Oh, my. Cassie Joy, still in studio, by the way. You guys are getting married in, like, weeks. Just weeks.
What? I wasn't.
You're getting married in, like, a month?
31 days.
Wow.
No pressure.
And you're registered at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target?
And Amazon.
Okay. Well, I'll send you gifts.
We'll send you a gift. Yeah.
I have, like, 7 Roombas on my registry, so you just can't have too
Those
many.
Those are pricey, man.
Yeah.
Those are really... If we all pooled our annual salary, we
in
could
fact,
buy you one
good
Roomba.
Idea. We'll get all the listeners together. We'll decide on one gift for you, and we'll send it to you.
The city of Kansas City
yep.
will submit a gift to you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Via
KC 102. We'll go through her registry and figure out what's open.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Good luck to you. Have a fun show in Blue Springs tomorrow night.
Thank you. I will.
All right, that's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.